Selected questions will be asked here.
We learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. But first we have to scrutinize why. What is the reason we are learning and for what purpose? What it gives us. And to what extent is it necessary for each one and for everyone together to engage in it? And again, we're going back to that same soul that the Creator created, what is called the created being, or Adam. That's Adam, that system, broke. And its pieces are we. And we have to reunite despite the ego that has erupted between us as a result of the breaking. When that power of connection that was between us became a force of remoteness, of separation. And we have to engage in it in order to correct it and restore the connection. This is how it should work. In order to connect, we have to use the light that was in the soul and departed from the soul, and after the breaking, it is as surrounding light around those broken pieces.
Galut.
This is called exile. When that light that was internal became surrounding, and we don't even feel that it's surrounding us. That's how remote and concealed it became. We have to awaken it. And when we try to draw it, so it helps us bring ourselves closer to each other, it will influence us more. And in this way, we will get closer, and that surrounding light will become more and more inner light. This should be our disposition. And accordingly, we should learn what actions we should take in order to awaken the surrounding light, specifically to push us back to connection, to perform the connection between us. We don't know how we should be connected, in what way, who, how. This whole mechanics, this whole mechanism, this process, the light has to do it. But where is our participation in this when we awaken it? It awakens us because in it there is a general desire to restore that one vessel, one soul that it filled. That vessel is called the soul of Adam Rishon. It's a soul, neshama, because there are five lights that fill the kli, the vessel. They are called nefesh ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida.
Nefesh ruach, neshama.
Nefesh ruach, neshama are lights that shine inside the vessel. When the vessel is in qualities or in a disposition toward giving, meaning bestowal, outside of itself, outwards. And there are two more lights, special ones. Chaya and Yechidam. They shine if the vessel is with a disposition to receive in order to bestow, in a state of receiving in order to bestow, which is even higher, very special work. But because what was in the soul of Adam HaRishon was overall a light of neshama, nefesh ruach neshama. This is why we speak of this vessel as a neshama, a soul. But the most important thing for us is to discover by what actions, being after the breaking of the vessel in an imaginary world where it seems to us that this is reality, although it's a reality that only seems to us, only appears to us in our broken state. So how can we return to the corrected state? The corrected state means that we unite, even though we went through a breaking and therefore have a different will to receive in each of us. We feel separate from each other, hateful toward each other, rejecting each other. You can see it in people, you can see it in everything where we work and learn how much, how hateful we are toward each other, how internally hateful we are toward each other, and we cannot overcome it. As much as we may talk about it, we have no way and no chance to achieve connection. We don't even understand how it should be, how it should work. But Kabbalists explain to us. Kabbalists are those people who attained how to unite, to a certain extent, each of them. So they explain to us by what we can unite, by drawing that light which was in that general soul, and it was ejected, it went out because of the remoteness that happened, distancing that happened between the pieces. And therefore the light that was in that one vessel, which is called the soul of Adam HaRishon, is now outside of those broken pieces that are distant from each other. And we have to work in order to see how we can bring these pieces back together. Who can make those pieces come together again? Of course, the light. There's nothing more but light and desire. So by the desire becoming egoistic, the light departed when the desire didn't want to be connected with others. So the light departed it. And we can do only one thing. Awaken this light, the light that is outside of the vessels, so it will push the vessels back. Meaning, just as we have desires that are pushing all those vessels away from one another, it distances them, an egoistic desire. We have to awaken the opposite desire, the desire to connect, the altruistic force, the power of giving. And in this way, we can reconstruct the system of Adam HaRishon, in which we will feel ourselves whole, in completeness. And then, all of our operations that we should do are to awaken this light. It's called reforming light, which brings us back to connection. So it will act for the surrounding light to re-enter us and fill us and be as internal light. This, in short, all we need to do, and the reason, the whole reason for which the wisdom of Kabbalah is intended to explain to us what
You said that the surrounding light becomes inner light as a result of our study. I wanted to ask, how does it happen?
To the extent that the broken vessels unite among them, despite the rejection and hatred between them after the breaking, and even though despite this rejection, they unite among them. So the light that illuminated in them prior to the breaking and departed through the breaking left them through their work on uniting, it returns. And when it returns, it is 620 times more powerful than before. We can say this. The light was the same light and will be the same light. But from the perspective of the vessel, when the vessel works on it in order to attain it, in order to resemble it, then the vessel becomes more feeling, more sensitive, better understanding, more connected to the light, and therefore reveals it as 620 times greater. In other words, it's not as if there are changes in the light. There are changes in the vessel.
When we connect or combine our vessels, connect them, is this the primary condition for resembling the light, or does it need, there needs to be something else for it to be able to dwell in us?
We need to do nothing but connect among us above the disturbances, the rejection, the hatred, above our ego. We can't erase the mutual rejection that was born as a result of the breaking of the vessel of Adam HaRishon. We should only overcome it and connect above it. It's called love will cover all crimes. And accordingly, the light that returns will return 620 times greater than it was in the vessel of Adam HaRishon. And then, instead of Naran, Nefesh Ruach Neshama, that we had in Adam HaRishon prior to the breaking, we will receive the light of Naran Chai, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. Because through our ego, which we also want to join, to add into the connection between us, when the light returns much greater. Such light in which we understand who we are, who the Creator is, how we are adhered to Him, meaning we attain all of creation from beginning to end.
Раф, хочу спросить вот о подходе. Вы вначале сказали, что...
I want to ask about the approach, the attitude. You said in the beginning that eventually we turn to the Creator, to the light, that can connect us, correct us, put together the points of the broken vessel. But this is great work, this...
Много лет пытаются объединиться и не могут в конечном итоге могут прийти.
Only when we try over many years to connect and you fail, you can eventually reach such a request. So what is the approach according to which every person needs to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Everyone needs to reach such an appeal to the Creator, or there should be a different approach to each person?
First of all, we're only beginning the general correction. Before us, you might say that they weren't corrections. They were individual, specific, special souls in each and every generation. who were called Kabbalists, great Kabbalists. We know them by names. They weren't many out of billions who went through the level of life in this world. Those desires that yearned for connection, for attainment of the Creator, for the intention to bestow. It's written that I saw those who ascend and they are few. The ascended ones and they are few. Today it should be a lot more. We may not really understand how it should be, how it should happen, but we're also not that far from corrections. Because it's not a quantitative matter, it's a qualitative matter, just like anything else in spirituality. And therefore, the more we unite among us, try to unite among us. As much as we unite among us, it's enough. Because we don't understand what operations we, little we, awaken in the upper degrees of the general structure of the souls. It's like when a baby is born, what does it have? 2-3 kilograms of flesh that doesn't understand anything and only screams. But the whole world moves around it and works to make that little baby live and exist. And this is what we're doing. We don't understand. We don't understand the mechanism that we operate with all the nonsense we do. But by just belonging to correction a little bit with every little thought that we have, even if it's corrupted and spoiled, but it already emerges from the level of this world, of the animate, when we don't think only about our flesh, but a little higher than that, the source of life, why we are alive, even egoistically, but we're thinking in some way about the essence of life. Just by that, we activate high spiritual forces, and they already operate throughout all of creation. Therefore, our work is very important. And this is basically what operates the whole of the upper system. So we are significantly promoting the whole of the broken vessel of Adam HaRishon. You could even put it this way. All the generations before ours, with all the Kabbalists, those godly, great Kabbalists, who engaged in it with huge forces, who put into it everything that was possible, they were only a preparation for us to perform corrections. And we too, when we perform corrections, whatever we succeed, following us will come another generation that will do its own correction on top of ours. And that's how it works as much as needed. But each generation should do these corrections. And we hope, according to what Kabbalists promise us, that we are already in the final stages of the general correction. We don't know how much has been accumulated in the vessel of Adam HaRishon, how many more corrections are still needed, but they are saying that this
Good
morning, Rav, friends.
There's
a question from the 10. What kind of a qualitative change takes place in the vessel, and how can it begin to suddenly receive a light that's 620 times bigger? Pitach.
When we unite, those heavy vessels, those egoistic vessels, that operate in the tens that we connect, without any, so to speak, prior preparation from nature. We all seemingly coincidentally come to connect with one another mechanically, just as now we can see in our world kli. So this even small disposition to awaken the light, to connect us, to relate to us as to one vessel, one kli, this is a very important and powerful disposition. Again, it's just like that newborn baby compels the entire world to work for it. So are we. By just wanting a little bit to exist in a spiritual way, even if it's totally removed from spirituality, we're not working in order to bestow, we're not above reason. But still, the disposition toward it awakens great surrounding lights. Just as Baal HaSulam explains to us in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 155, that by this we awaken the upper lights that surround us, and they operate on us, and they do the work. This is called the Creator will finish for me. I only need to demand, to ask as much as I can, to cry out, to scream more cleverly, influence him as much as possible, to try more and more to see, to show him how much I want to be like him. It's called being closer, to be more similar, to be more in it. So, in this way, we will become closer. It's all ahead of us. So, let's start reading these excerpts, the necessity to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. According to our plan, it should already be the final stage before beginning to learn.
To the study of Ten Sefirot, letter 155. Why then did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Every person. Note what he's writing. Baal HaSulam doesn't write words just like that. Mm-hmm. Every person.
Indeed, there is a great thing about it, which should be publicized. There is a wonderful and valuable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
In other words, there is a certain power, sgula, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, a certain specific quality that's very important for us people who exist here in this world. And that quality that we can receive by learning the wisdom of Kabbalah is called sgula. Yes?
And although they do not understand what they are learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the light, the lights that surround their souls.
In other words, the main result of learning correctly is to awaken the light, the same light that was in our vessel when it was one and departed from the vessel when the egoistic will to receive appeared, the hatred, the remoteness, the mutual rejection, and accordingly the light departed from the vessel and it surrounds it. So now we have to perform all those operations to reawaken the surrounding light so it influences and helps us reconnect. And then to the extent that we connect, it re-enters the vessel, fills it. And this is called the revelation of the Creator to a created being in this world. When we begin to attain the Creator in this way, to the extent that the light enters the vessel, so we feel that we are discovering the Creator, approaching Him, or that He approaches us. And then that vessel that was in the soul of Adam Rishon prior to the breaking and became surrounding returns to being inner light. Clear. But be brief. Kiev. Concisely.
The light that filled the soul of Adam Rishon, we awaken now in the ten, but the ten is only a small part, and the soul of Adam Rishon is the entire soul. How do we awaken with the small part, the big lights?
But the light that was in that small part, which is now called R10, that light still can shine on us more and more. It can help us. That light can help us reconnect into one vessel. The special thing about our connection is that we will be 10 egoists that weren't, this wasn't prior to the breaking. So when those 10 egoists unite in the process of the connection between them, they experience all kinds of operations which are called burdening of the heart. Additions of ego, more and more additions of ego that is done on them, specifically through the light that shines on them from outside, which awakens in them more rejection, more hatred, more remoteness, but to the extent that they can get closer to each other. So then it turns out that we work to unite. The light works to push away the light, which is the Creator, operates on us as if to push us away from each other, but in such a way and to such an extent that we will still use it in order to connect. And it pushes us away, and we want to connect once more. And these are the ascents and descents that we feel between us. And in this way, we begin to control more and more those two states, the ascents and the descents. And then we know gradually how to become partners with the Creator. This light is the Creator, and our desires that we awaken are also results from the light, but they are results from the breaking that the light inflicted in us. And by this, we begin to use the light that connects correctly. We begin to use correctly the light that connects and our ego, which pushes away. And through the right work between those states, the right disposition between those two states, not to be afraid from the remoteness, from the ego, the despair, and all those things we feel, and we want to unite again, and we understand that it's the process, and we have to go above it, not to fall while the light departs, seemingly moves away, and not to be overjoyed when the light shines and brings us the sensation of elation. We have to go above reason, above the vessels, above the lights that we draw by these two reins, the right line and the left line. And in this way, we bring ourselves, while we are in the middle, we bring ourselves to correction. And this correction is when we, with all of our desire, want to be adhered to the Creator, with all the bad and all the good, until all the good and all the bad work as one. This is the goal, the purpose of the correction. And then, as it's written, you will be as God, knowing good and evil.
Пишет здесь Баля Сулам, хотя не.
Баля Сулам writes here. But although they do not understand what they are learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon them the lights. What is that What are those strong desire and yearning to understand the material by which we awaken the light?
The light that shines, which is surrounding light, awakens in us various kinds of desires, inclinations. And we, through this light, through the changes in it, we are in all kinds of states, feelings, from the potion of life to the potion of death, as it's called. And this is how we advance. All of our work is through the light. It's very similar to tending to a baby or a little child or little children until they grow, and we can add to them less and less. They themselves begin to do things. There comes a time when they reject that and say, but we want to do it ourselves, don't interfere, and so on. So this is how we grow. So our whole disposition should be toward becoming independent, and by this we will give joy and contentment to the Creator. PT 5.
What does it mean, every person?
I didn't hear you.
What is the meaning to every person? You emphasized it before as well.
Every person who receives an awakening through the surrounding light. That's it. In other words, the wisdom of Kabbalah is intended for every single desire in the broken vessel that has awakened for connection, for correction. This is called person. There are degrees, human, person, Adam, man, Israel. That's already when you're directed directly toward the Creator. There are many names for that will to receive that exists in the human species. Every person means someone whose desire is, but it says every person from Israel, meaning every item in the will to receive that still has somehow awakened toward the revelation of the Creator. They are called Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, Israel. And every desire that awakens in this way has the necessity, the absolute necessity to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, which talks about Hanach, did you hear it?
What is the action of the surrounding light on our desire?
The surrounding light awakens us to try to perform some operations, so we will unite among us, and then the surrounding light will enter us and be his inner light.
Hebrew 10.
Question. Does that mean that the necessity to engage in learning the wisdom of Kabbalah comes to every person, that the surrounding light brings him to ask about the purpose of life?
Yes.
То каждый — это тот, у кого проявляется желание. А можем ли мы и нужно ли повлиять, чтобы большего количества людей...
In whom the desire is revealed, should we make this desire awaken in more people?
As much as we can work on the other vessels of Adam HaRishon to awaken in them the desire to correct, by that we are correcting ourselves. And the act of dissemination should be clear to us as the action of the utmost importance, because if I awaken the other vessels to connect between them and to turn the surrounding light into inner light, meaning to bring them to the revelation of the Creator, to the created being, then by that I'm helping myself, since the system is one system. And if I will cause even one part of the system to try to bring the Creator closer to them, the surrounding light to the inner light, by that I'm correcting my souls many times more. That's why it's written, I grew wiser of all my students. Where does this wisdom come from, this education, meaning a part of the vessel? By teaching others from all my students, as it's written, and he causes that they too would draw the light from externality, from surrounding light to inner light. And this all goes to the person who awakens them. As we learned about Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma in that Baal Sulam's article, Baltics 2.
Вот продолжение этого вопроса. Насколько помогает изучение...
Continuing on that question, to what extent does it help to teach the wisdom of Kabbalah when you have students? How does that influence the 10, that there are lecturers in the 10?
Teaching is very important because it awakens us more and more to know, to connect to the material. It awakens us to influence others on different levels, bestow to them. It's very important. There's danger, of course. A person can become prideful and suddenly see himself as a great one, as special. I remember that I asked Rabash about it. I told him that after teaching this group that came to us to study, I feel after going home, I felt myself more important. As if a more important person was walking here. I had this feeling. He was very happy about it. First of all, that the will to receive is growing. Second, that I identify it in this way. And third, that I have what to work on. Even in such things, shouldn't stop us. As long as we ensure that each of us remains in our 10, all those things will balance themselves out. The more each and every friend can come out of the 10 and build for himself another group, another 10, by that we expand our vessels. And then even through those small lights, some total of the light that will have been accumulated will be great light. There will be greater revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Since why did He shatter the vessels? Specifically, so by assembling them, we'll be able to incorporate with Him more and more.
Excerpt number 2. You can therefore see the utter necessity for anyone from Israel,
meaning anyone who yearns, who longs for the Creator, doesn't matter where from or what from, just like it was in ancient Babylon, where people from all the nations of the world that were concentrated there in Babylon came to Abraham. So Each and everyone who has some form of yearning for the Creator,
whomever he may be, to engage in the internality of the Torah and its secrets. Without it, the intention of creation will not be complete in man. This is the reason that we reincarnate generation after generation to our current generation, which is the residue of the souls upon which the intention of creation has not been completed, as they did not attain the secrets of the Torah in past generations.
Meaning we are the heaviest souls, we weren't able to be corrected earlier throughout the entire process. These souls belong to the degree of Adam, phase four of our coarseness, the worst kind. And that's why we conclude all the corrections. Look what it says. And you can see a complete obligation, out of necessity, for anyone from Israel, anyone who feels he has a desire, a connection, a question about the purpose of a person in this world, whomever he may be, doesn't matter who or what, does not matter. He must engage in the internality of the Torah and its secrets. Without it, the intention of creation will not be completed in men, meaning only we complete it. All those other generations, for all the other generations who came from the shattering of men. This is the reason that we reincarnate generation after generation to our current generation, which is the rested residue of all the souls, meaning all the heaviest things that could not be revealed earlier and be corrected, they are corrected now. That's why it's called the last generation. The worst states, such heavy coarseness in the vessel of Adam HaRishon, upon which the intention of creation has not been completed, meaning to connect them and reach identification with the Creator, as they did not reach the purity to attain in past generations the secrets of Torah. Meaning using the lights that existed in the past generations, they could not attain the corrections, because from generation to generation the light shines more and the vessel is worse. It can awaken towards corrections.
PT 32.
Thank you, Rav. Why must it be necessary? Why must it be necessary and not voluntary? He says, you see that it's utter necessary.
No, no. If it was according to the desire, we would remain in the will to receive only. Rather, and your question is good, and it's right, there is an awakening here from the desire that is seeking fulfillment. And immediately he has limitations, meaning you seek fulfillment after the shattering, and you have to adapt yourself to that fulfillment. So you could receive it, not according to your desire, but according to your intention. How will you use this fulfillment? By that, a person raises himself from the degree of still vegetative inanimate to the degree of Adam, Adome, the one who resembles the Creator. He inverts himself and works in bestowal like the Creator, and not in the degrees of still vegetative inanimate, where they develop in them only the will to receive by itself.
It's just that necessity speaks about coercion.
Of course, coercion. Where don't you see creation is in the form of coercion? Someone is asking you, was asking if you wish to be born or not. To what end, in what form? No, they have free choice. We'll learn how to later get to it, but for now, for the time being, even what you're doing now is coercion. You're sitting here in the lesson because you want it? It's an illusion. You are lying to yourself that you want it, that you're coming here. They're playing with you. The lights, the forces, they just arrange you in this way.
When does the necessity end and the participation begins?
When you yourself will be able to manage yourself correctly. This is called choice, and for the time being, you have no choice. That's how it should be in this world with the way we function. We need to function in the form of absolute laws as they should be until we understand. We arrange these vessels from within us by ourselves. When I agree with what's happening in the world, in reality, in society, and I can be I can work consciously with awareness, with the right desire.
Благодаря намерению мы поднимаемся, не желанию. Вот какое нужно намерение нам для того, чтобы мы хотя бы наближались?
So we rise according to the intention, not the desire, right? So what intention do we need so we can reach the first spiritual degree?
To bestow to one another, to turn our inclination from receiving constantly to bestowing. When I wish to lose myself in the connection with the friends. Come out of myself.
Ну, мы пытаемся это делать каждый раз в десятке, а в развитие вот этого намерения и
we're trying to do it all the time in the ten. But in developing this intention, how does it happen? It's a result of what?
Мимуш нахон
бе correct realization and using the desire is only when we try to ask the Creator, the Upper Light, to advance, to come close to Him. There's nothing other than that. It's very simple. Just to do it. It's something we need to do gradually, meticulously, consistently, persistently, but the formula itself is simple. Give to.
Да, значит, с одной стороны, мы признаем, что сейчас ситуация в мире.
On one hand, we admit that the situation in the world is critical.
У всех большой эгоизм. А с другой стороны, вы вчера.
And people's egoism is great. On the other hand, you said yesterday.
Что там может быть и 20, и 40, и
concerning the correction, that it might take 20, 40, 60 years. So it troubles me. Sometimes I have doubts that I will live to 40 to receive that correction that will come, say, in 20 years.
You don't have to worry about it, because if you truly wish to work in order to bestow, you already now begin to rise above this concern. What will it be with you? And you're already in spirituality. Try to do it now as well. You wish to connect with the friends to such a degree that to be with them, you would be in them. And then it doesn't matter where you are, in what world, in what state, you're alive or dead, you exist or you don't. You have to reach a state where you become as spiritual. And then you wouldn't have these problems with the years, 40 years, 60 years. It's much easier and closer. Rather, we're speaking about those numbers in order to demonstrate to a person how much his calculations are incorrect, but there is no time in spirituality. Cap 7.
Thank you, Rav. A question from a friend. If we are only like puppets for now, then what is the awakening from below?
Even from puppets, there is an awakening from below, and the Creator is highly sensitive to it. He awakens in us desires. And we need to, in return, to awaken our intentions. Let's say you are touching a baby and he begins to cry. Now the question is, in this baby, there's also the possibility, nevertheless, through your contact with him, he has an opportunity to connect with you in return. How does he bestow to you in return? That's what we need to do. Each moment we receive treatment from the Creator, and as much as we react, respond to his treatment, meaning that's the intention. I relate not to what I receive, but from whom am I receiving it? What am I getting from them? What could be the desired response from me? And that could start now. We don't need to wait for something. Michael.
Excerpt number 4. Man's primary work is to examine the greatness of the Creator. That is, one should delve in books that speak of the greatness of the Creator, and while delving, one should depict to oneself to what extent our sages, the Tanaim, the Amoraim, felt the greatness of the Creator. One should pray to the Creator to shine so he may feel His greatness, so he can subdue his heart and annul before the Creator, and not follow the currents of the world, which is pursuing only the satisfaction of beastly lusts, but that the Creator will open his eyes so he may engage all his life in Torah and work, and in all your ways know Him. That is, even when engaging in corporeal matters, it will be for the purpose of Kedusha, holiness, as well.
Meaning what we need to do is arrange our lives in such a way that each and every moment will be working towards raising the greatness of the Creator between us more and more. And this, of course, happens through our connection in the tens. A person cannot do it by himself, but by talking about it and connecting for it.
Good morning, Rav. Question is from my friend. Why does this wisdom attract us, even if we don't want it? Where does it come from?
The wisdom of Kabbalah explains to a person each and everything that exists in creation. You have no other wisdom, other learning system that explains to you what is the upper force. How does it work on you? How do you change by it? How can you influence it in return? How can you come during your lifetime to the opening of your eyes, meaning when you begin to discover the true reality you're in? You're in it now as well, but you can't feel it, you can't see it. And when you discover these forces, everything opens up. This wisdom that explains everything to you, of course, it's the most important Since by this wisdom you rise above the boundary between life and death, between this world and the upper world, fate, coincidence, everything in your life you can arrange and you can discover, but it's on the condition that you acquire qualities of the upper world, and then everything becomes clear to you and revealed. Whereas
Adain Kure Eta Shifrea Kabbalah,
if you are still reading the books of Kabbalah, but from your egoistic vessels, you can't see what's written there. Because you are reading, but inside you need to imagine what you're reading. And then the way you imagine them is egoistic, meaning it's opposite to what's actually written there. And that's what throws people off. That's why we need to help one another and together as much, as quickly as possible to break into, in order to bestow into spirituality. And then we will learn about the upper reality, the true upper reality. Okay?
Mikhail?
Excerpt number 5. I will tell you, as I heard from the Admo of Kalshin, in earlier times, one had to first obtain all 7 external teachings, called the 7 maidens that serve the king's daughter, as well as terrible mortification. And yet, not many gained favor in the eyes of the Creator. But since we have been rewarded with the teachings of the Ari and the workways of the Baal Shem Tov, it is truly possible for everyone, for anyone.
Привет, Рав. Доброе утро. Я хочу спрашивать предном отрывке, за предний отказ. Какво означава даже да се занимаваме с материални дела?
Така също да... Excerpt number 4, Rabash writes that even when they engage in corporeal things, it will also be for holiness. How can we implement this during the day?
Through the intention, we can add the intention to each and every state. If I wish to use each and every moment as beneficial to my spiritual advancement, then I have to add my intention to each and every action. Why am I doing this? What's the benefit I wish to derive from what I'm doing currently? And you can do that over each and everything, except for if I'm harming the environment, still vegetative, animate, and people, humans. If I harm them, I cannot add a spiritual intention to it. But if I'm not harming them, or even if I'm actually benefiting them, then surely I'm adding the intention to bestow, and then each action of that nature brings me closer to correction.
If
I
work in business, and 2,000 years ago, there were many Kabbalists who were businessmen and were wealthy people. It doesn't matter. If their intention in that was to benefit creation, then business does not interfere with that. Doing business, it doesn't mean that you wish to harm people. It could be essential. Why not?
USA, San Francisco.
San Francisco?
how does it help a person to depict to what extent the sages felt the greatness of the Creator?
How do
they feel the greatness of the Creator? The way we wish to feel it.
Or etc. Michael?
Can I ask?
Yes.
Every generation or every development brings like an upgrade of the method.
Yes.
What did we bring?
According to the coarseness that is being revealed, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn about ourselves, we correct ourselves, and we serve our vessels to the general correction of the world. We are specifically in the state where our work is practical. Practical. We bring our vessels and we serve them to all the souls. We present them to all the souls and they can come to us, connect through us, like Galgal Ta'anayim and the Chab, to receive the lights and to enjoy the revelation of the Creator to them to a certain extent through us.
I understand. That's our status in development.
Our status is to make Gilgalta and Denaim out of ourselves to all the other souls that have not been corrected, humanity that is a Chab.
But let's say Abraham, Rashbi, the Ari, Baal Shem Tov, as you said, and also Baal HaSulam and Rabash, they developed the method in certain ways.
Yes.
What can we add to this?
Only practice. Only the right usage. Only the right usage. Once we have all these, and Rabash concludes them all, there is nothing to add except for the practical work. And out of the practical work, as much as we can explain correctly, concretely, to all of humanity, how it may join that correction.
So only by the example that we will do between us, that's what we are giving the world?
I don't think we should actually be an example that much. Only partial. Because the thing is, we're Galgal Ta'anayim, and the whole world is like a Chab. And the work in Galgal Ta'anayim is the opposite of the Chab. That's why it's not a real direct example for them. But they'll learn how to relate to us. We'll learn how to awaken more and to relate to them, connect to them. And these two parts of the vessels, which is Gilgal Ta'anayim and Achab, can help each other. We'll get the deficiencies from them and raises in them upwards. We'll get the light from there and return it back down.
So humanity don't have anything to learn or take an example from anyone. It only depends on us. That's what happens.
We'll teach them, yes.
What do we need to teach if we...
How to be on the right Achab, in order to connect to us and to receive through us the light that reforms as well. They have to be corrected. It's only their correction is not by them doing internal independent work as we're using and yearning to do. Only by them connecting to themselves and to us. We'll talk about this. Five, right?
We read five. Should I read it again?
Six.
Six by the Ramchal. The Creator is commanding us to know His guidance. And we do want to know what this guidance teaches us. What this guidance teaches us is but the wisdom of truth, which is delving in His godliness. It follows that we undoubtedly see it as mandatory to learn the wisdom of truth.
Yes, this means that the Creator wants us to know his nature, his relation to all of humanity, that will explain to all those who cannot be in a direct link with him like we are, that he doesn't awaken them to him as we yearn to discover him. Rather, he awakens them by passing viruses to them and all kinds of stuff like that. This certainly also comes from there is none else besides him. And then we have to teach them that when they connect to us, they'll get through us the light that reforms, and that's what's gonna connect them. And then the upper force will be revealed in them, and they'll know where they come from, why, where they're going. Focus group.
And the answer to Miller now, I didn't understand. We are teaching humanity, and from that we're absorbing deficiencies and doing our work, but we're teaching them and explaining, but we don't give them an example. We're not an example for humanity?
No. We can't be an example for humanity. They can't be like us. They simply have to be as Galgal Ta'anayim, as receivers from us, through all kinds of external forms, history, geography, the wisdom of society, sociology, say, all kinds of things that we give them an explanation, but it's aimed from above. Reaching, coming to us from the upper force, from the Creator. And then we explain to them providence, the general guidance. And in order to connect to that general guidance, they have to be connected to us. By these explanations, we connect them to us. That's it. And from them reaching from us, the bestowal, when we pass it on to them through us, so them, they too, by the connection to us, but it's a passive connection, like a chap that connects to Galgal Ta'anayim. They can't do any more than that. That's the coarseness of the vessels, determines this way. So when they connect to us, out of that, they get everything possible. Truth is, the great lights are revealed in the higher vessels, but it's on the account, on the condition, or thanks to the lower, coarser vessels.
We know that advancement is through example, that education is through example. The small one develops by an example. He copies it and advances. And here we're just saying knowledge, explanation, passing it to them. But where's the personal example that they absorb and do like us?
You never pass to the lower one what you do. You educate a child by his way, according to what he needs, as much as he's supposed to be corrected. You may advise him to advance or to behave. That's what you pass on to him, and not what you. You don't want to copy him, copy yourself in him. It's not a forceful act. It's all according to what the lower one needs. We'll reach that, and we'll hope that until then, you'll be able to feel the lower one and feel what's for his best. And that's how it will happen. That's called educated.
Now the topic, the language of the Kabbalist, number 9, Bala Sulam. Kabbalists have found a great and annotated vocabulary sufficient to create an excellent spoken language. It enables them to converse with one another of the dealings in the spiritual roots in the upper worlds by merely mentioning the lower tangible branch in this world, which is well defined to our corporeal senses. The listeners understand,
meaning talking in words from this world, and it's as if about people, plants, ground, skies, all kinds of forces that we see in this world. We know them from this world. Yes?
The listeners understand the upper root to which this corporeal branch points because it is related to it, being its imprint. Thus, all the beings of the tangible creation in all their instances have become to them like well-defined words and names, indicating the high spiritual roots. Although there cannot be a verbal expression in their spiritual place, as it is above any imagination, they have earned the right to be expressed by utterance through their branches, arranged before our senses here in a tangible world.
This means that the language of branches is a real special language. When we speak and hear and we learn and we study appellations of this world, in words of this world, but we don't mean those objects or forces that we discover here, in this world, in our senses, egoistic senses, but rather what we mean is to talk about the roots of these phenomena, the spiritual roots, where they are in the forces in order to bestow, the forces of bestowal. I mean that this world is the forces of reception, the spiritual world is the forces of bestowal, but there is a connection between the spiritual and the corporeal world. We can talk about things in this world and to intend to the roots in the upper world. That's why this language is called the language of branches. When we talk about the branches of this world, we mean the roots in the upper world. That's why each and everything we can talk about, we can interpret it as interpreting it in the framework of this world, corporeal meaning, or we're using the same words, but we're talking about the spiritual level. And only the ones who understand what it's about understand that it's about spirituality, not corporeality. And for an ordinary person, hearing what Kabbalists talk about from the outside, that you can understand its spirituality. Because all the names are well known to each and everyone from this world. Still vegetative and animate human beings, speaking level. Only if we talk about the roots, then we... is a connection as a root and branch. What I want is out of me using words of this world, because in spirituality there are no words, to attain the roots of these things, these objects, forces, actions. So I want to raise myself to the degree of the upper world and there to be in it. But the names are the same names. If I write to you some story, you may read it and think that it's happening in the level of this world, and someone who understands can interpret it as happening in the spiritual world.
So I feel that we do it, that we take, let's say we learn the Exodus, and
yes, of course,
but it's only an understanding that the interpretation is different.
Interpretation you give.
Yeah, I understand the Exodus isn't history, but it's something that a person goes through when he connects in the tent.
Yes.
But where does it bring you closer to attainment using these expressions?
Because you want to be in the spiritual forces and spiritual vessels, right? You don't want to stay in the corporeal level.
And that draws the light that reforms when...
Yes. You yearning for the roots from the corporeal branches you want to reach, rise to the spiritual root. By that you draw the light that reforms. Read it again, please.
Again, number 9. Kabbalists have found a set and annotated vocabulary sufficient to create an excellent spoken language. It enables them to converse with one another of the dealings in the spiritual root in the upper worlds by merely mentioning the lower tangible branch in this world, which is well defined to our corporeal senses. The listeners understand the upper root to which this corporeal branch points because it is related to it, being its imprint. Thus, all the beings of the tangible creation and all their instances have become to them like well-defined words and names, indicating the high spiritual roots. Although there cannot be a verbal expression in their spiritual place, as it is above any imagination, they have earned the right to be expressed by utterance through their branches, arranged before our senses here in this tangible world.
What is a spiritual world? Where is that? What is a spiritual phenomenon?
Spiritual world is a world of forces that are entirely accumulating into one force called the Creator, the upper force. And these forces work on desires that are all results of one desire called Adam. And then, activating the forces by the desires is actually all of reality. This reality, in order for it to reach its correction, it exists, it's activated in 4 levels that are called the worlds. Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya. And we in this world are the last degree, which is less than all of Asiya, actually. And we are using words of this world in order to explain all phenomena that are in the worlds above our world, the corporeal world. That's why we can speak about every world in earthly corporeal language, but by this we need to state in which world and in what degree we actually mean. Meaning that it could be that this story that I'm explaining in the words of this world is actually here to explain phenomena in the world of Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, and so on. I need then to also state on which level, what level I mean. And in this way we advance.
P3.
PT3.
He writes that we can't describe the language in the absolute names, that these high spiritual names. But when we learn tests as a preparation, we do use the language of the Sefirot, and seemingly we do use the upper names, or maybe I didn't understand correctly.
Language of the Sefirot is in the language of the branches. Language of the Sefirot, no. But except for the names of the Sefirot, the degrees of Aviyut, all those things, except for this, we use words and terms of this world. We will start studying tests soon, and you'll see how it divides and connects.
So we can describe these roots in absolute, in these names, or can't we?
How can you depict them if you're not on a spiritual degree? What does it mean to depict them? Explain this to me.
That's my question. So what does it mean that we'll read test now? Zeranpin, Malchut, Arichanpin. What basically are we reading?
We are going to try in a rational way to depict to ourselves what it's speaking about, what qualities. And then, while studying, you will want to attain those qualities. As he writes in the introduction to test, item 150.
Again, 12. All those who attained the light of the Creator through their work wanted all those who followed them to benefit from their discoveries too. Therefore, they named each and every attainment so they might understand the intentions and attainments they had attained. This would create a common language between them.
Again. Safon,
yep. Echad. North one.
Why were so many books written if we don't understand them? Wouldn't one big book be enough? And when we understand anyhow.
No book was written for no reason if it comes from people in attainment, and many books were written, and really each and every book worked for that generation, usually when it was written, except for the Zohar, the books of the Ari, and the books of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. Except for that, the rest of the books were more suitable for the generation when they came out in. But those books, the Zohar, and the writings of the Ari and Baal HaSulam Rabash, they are above time. And inner knowledge. We will learn it all. I'm happy that we plowed through all this inside and we advanced in such a way. So we'll keep going tomorrow. For now, well, in the lesson, and you can read it and use all these excerpts and also read ahead or behind, or it doesn't matter. The main thing is that we scrutinize them deeper and deeper, because it's very important for the correct approach in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because the problem is, whoever doesn't understand correctly how Kabbalists write, so he reads a nice book, which is true, incorrect, but he understands it incorrectly. That's why we need to aim ourselves, to calibrate ourselves to that wave, to that style of what the Kabbalist means. What?
So today we're going to read these excerpts backwards and frontwards. How should we calibrate ourselves in the tent towards tomorrow's morning lesson? What should we do as we read?
Be inspired by as much as the Kabbalists gave us this approach, as much as they were concerned that we understand correctly and get the key to the upper world, to revelation of the Creator in order to get given contentment. And what exactly is the language, as much as you can depict what the language of branches is, that even though we're in this world, we can depict, describe the upper language. And in this way, to get an impression, well, briefly, to get an impression from all these things, and tomorrow we'll keep going already.